It was an act of violence that stunned Southern California. A mother was driving with her six-year-old son on the freeway on a Friday morning when gunfire rang out. The boy, Aiden, was struck. His mother held him in her arms until paramedics arrived, but doctors could not save him. Investigators said the attack appeared to be an act of road rage. On the morning of May 21st, 2021, Aiden was riding in a booster seat in the back of his mother's car, a silver Chevy Sonic, heading north on the freeway. His mother, Joanna Clunan, later told another motorist that she and her son were in the carpool lane when another car cut her off as she started switching lanes to exit. She made an obscene gesture toward the people inside the other car and continued trying to get off the freeway. Officials believe the driver of the car that cut off Clunan then maneuvered the vehicle behind her car, and one of the people inside fired a gun at her car. A bullet entered Clunan's car from the rear, striking her son through his back. This is such a heartbreaking story, I know, but I wanted to bring it to our attention to share with us what can happen during road rage. This is not meant to victim shame this poor woman who lost her son at all. It's maddening, right? You're driving and somebody's an idiot and they make you really mad because, frankly, you're scared, right? We're just learning from this story and we're talking about road rage and ways to stay safer when we're out and about and we're driving. So here we go. Hey, brave one, welcome to another episode of the Aware and Prepared podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Pratt, a trained domestic violence victim advocate, self-defense teacher, and professional speaker who helps those feeling vulnerable learn emotional self-defense and how to be street smart. You deserve to live in peace and safety. Stick around to hear safety tips that will help us enjoy empowered lives. Let's leave worry behind so we can be savvy, aware, and prepared. Hey, welcome back to the Aware and Prepared podcast. So this is part two in our series of how to stay safer when out and about. The first episode of this series last week, we talked about how to keep your personal property safer when out and about. So I hope that you'll listen to that one if you haven't. So road rage, if that is happening to you, let's say somebody's following you, you want to drive to a safe place. So try to pull up to a police station or a fire station, start honking your horn. You can call 911 if you feel that you're not safe and you're in danger. Definitely don't get out of your car. So I read also, here's another story, in our neighborhood Facebook page, one of the ladies went on and posted, hey, I was in our neighborhood and there was a bad instance of road rage and I pulled over and the guy got out and started yelling at me through the car window and I just sat there and I looked straight ahead. I didn't react. I didn't do anything. So I found that interesting. What else can you do? Let's think about that for a minute. She did good by not reacting. What are some other alternatives? So we're just thinking ahead in case this were to happen to you. I'm going to give you a minute to think. What could you do, right? You're in the car, so you still have control of the car. If you park the car and the person gets out, you can drive away, right? What's another thing you could do? You could start honking, maybe. That might make them madder. So you got to play it by ear and see. I would be more attuned to just taking off. And again, if that were to happen to you, you're 100% right to call 911 because you're in danger. You don't know if this person's just going to yell or if they have a weapon. You just don't know, right? So the police always have encouraged, when I've talked to them, for us to call them. That's why we pay tax dollars. And by the way, I hope that you heard the previous interview that I did with Glenna, our dispatcher, who gave us wonderful information on calling 911. Here were the lessons learned from today's episode. Number one, road rage. You want to try to refrain from getting back at them. I know it's so hard, but we'll just let them go on their way. Number two, drive to a safe place. If somebody's acting erratically, following you, maybe flipping you off and stuff, just get away, get to a safe place, pull over to police station, fire department, something like that. Start honking your horn, maybe even a church. Next would be calling 911 when you don't feel safe. And lastly, with road rage, do not get out of your car. Don't get out of your car. Alrighty. See you next week. Stay safe. Thanks for being a fan of the Aware and Prepared podcast. Show it some love by leaving a review. And don't forget to hit follow so you can catch future episodes. To book me to speak and transform your audience, go to my website, awareandprepared.life, L-I-F-E. To join my VIPs who get each episode's lessons learned, resource links, and more sent directly to you, sign up is also at my website, where you'll find a free gift when you do. The link is in the show notes. I'll talk with you next week. Remember, you are worthy of a safe and peaceful life.